is Oisir Misane Umasras. This city that has no rain has to fast and has to blow the shofar also. The whole city of Oisir, all the cities around it, Misane is true, should fast. Blow Masrias, but it's not so chum, they don't have to blow the shofar. And you have a keyboard, Rabbi Akiva says, no, Masrias, true, they should blow the shofar. Blow Misane, they don't have to fast. V'chein, the same thing here, Shiesh Badever. If a plague came into the city of Mapolis, heavy wind came, that things start to fall down, the cities and the houses. Oisir, this city, Misane, has to fast to Masras, a strong fast of even blowing the shofar. The whole city of Oisir, all the cities around it, Misane's true should fast, Vulei Masrias don't have to blow the shofar. Rabbi Akiva says, Masrias, just the opposite, they blow the shofar, Vulei Misane, they don't have to fast. Eizel Devon, what's called the plague? He ha moitzia chamesh meas ragla. You have 500 men living in the city. The yotzu imenu shloisha mesim shloisha yomim. In 3 days, 3 people died zeachazer. It's every day 1 person died for 3 days straight. Haraisa devil. That's called the devil. You have to start fasting right away. Pachas mikan ain't the devil. It's only 2 people died in 3 days. That's not called the devil. There's no chiyuv to fast right away. Al elu masrim b'chol makom. On these things, you have to fast right away b'chol makom. Even the faraway places. Ala shidofen, if there's a shidofen means the tfuah, the grain starts to dry up. There's a ruach kodim that comes, that a heat wave. The al hayirokain, that's another machla that comes upon the tfuah that makes the green like. Ala arbe and the locust, the al achosil, also an animal that eats up the mashkas that ruins the peiros and the fruits. The Al-Khayirov, wild animals come, the Al-Kharib, if an army comes with a sword against the city, is Masrin Alair. Right away you fast and you blow the shofar. The Vneshi Maka Mahalachis. This is a Maka that travels far, in other words, it will destroy a lot. Vaita Maisa Shiyodus came in Mishlaim. What's happened when the old people came down from Mishlaim the rain from the cities? The Gozru Sinus, and they made a Xerah on to fast. Hashaniro Kimolei Pitaner Shidofen B'Ashkelon, that they saw in a faraway place in Ashkelon that there was a small amount of tefuah that had Shidofen on it. Enough of a tefuah with that you can make a dough to cover up the opening of a tanner, even though it was a small amount, but it travels fast and that's like a plague, so they started to fast right away. The Yod Gozru, another gzera they made, tainis to fast, Al Shochlu Zevim Shnei Tinoikis B'Evor Yadin, that two wolves, in other words, Chayas Roas came, and they'd have 2 children, even on the other side of the Yarden. Because they're afraid, maybe they're wild animals who come into their city, so they start to fast right away. They didn't mamish eat up the 2 kids, El Al Shaniro. They were wild, it looks like they were going to eat up the 2 kids. So even with this alone, you have to be afraid, maybe this plague of the wild animals are going to come into the city, and you'll have to start fasting right away. Al Elo, for these things, Masri and B'Shabbos, you could even shout out on Shabbos. Al Ir on a city, Shekiful Goyim, if the Goyim, like, besiege the city. Or nor if the river overflowed on Shabbos. The Al Svina, if you're on a ship. Hamitarefas Bayom, that's the wind and the yam is blowing it away. Rabbi Yaisi, there's almost drowning. Rabbi Yaisi, Yaim, Le'ezvim, Le'ezvim, on Shabbos, you can yell out for help, and not just for screaming. Shimon Atimoni, Yaim, Afala Devr, even on the Devr also, you've got a plague, you could scream out for help on Shabbos. Lehod lechom, lechom didn't agree for this. I will see in the Gemara why. Al kol tzara shaloi tovi ala tzibur. Any bad thing that you don't want to come upon the tzibur is masrin aleh, you fast right away, and you have to blow the shofar. Chus mered gishom, unless you have too much rain. That's not so bad, for that you don't have to fast. Maisad once happened, shomul lechuni yamagal. The Chum went to Chunya Magal, Ispawul Shayar Dushom, that you should go daven to Hashem, let the rain start to come down. Omalem, so he said like this, Chunya Magal, Tzu, go out, Vechnisu Tanuri Psochim, go bring in from outside all the ovens that you're burning your Korban Pesach on now. In other words, it was made out of earthly clay, Vishvil Shloyimoku, like he was for sure it's going to rain a lot now, and the rain should not rule the oven, so fast bring it inside. His palo, so Chunya Magal went down to Davin. No rain came down. Also, what did he do? Og Uga, he made a circle around him. The Yamad Besaych, and he stood inside the circle. The Yom Alafonav, he said like this, Ribbono Shel Olam, Bo'necho Somu Pneim Alai, your children, Klai Yisrael, came to me. Shani Ke Ben Bayis Lefonech, I'm like a household. I'm like a Ben Bayis by you. Nishpani, I swore B'Shimcha God in your great name, Sheni zoz mikan, I won't move from here. Ad shetirachim abunecha, until you can have rachmonos on Klai Yisrael and give us rain. His chilu gishom menatim. So a little bit of rain started to come down. Omar Achuni said, loy kach shalt, that's not what I asked for. Helegish mei boris tichin amaros. I want heavy rain to come down to fill up the ditches. His chilu lerid bezaf. Very heavy rain came down. Omar Achuni said again, loy kach shalt, that's not what I'm asking for. Elegish mei rotzen. I want rain that comes down that people want. Broch on the dove that gives the broch that's good for everybody. Is yordu kitikonim. Then the rain came down the right way. But a lot of rain came down. Like it didn't stop raining for a long time. Hachiyotzu Yisroel Yishlayim, that Christ had to go out of Yishlayim, the Harabayah, to the top of the har, top of the mountain, but then I could show them because it was raining so much. Bo v'yomu, they went to Chuni Amagun and told him, Kishem shespalautu aleyim sheyerdu, the same way you daven to Hashem, that rain should come down, koch espalo sheyochulem, go daven out, the rain should stop. Or Melhem, he answered back, like, no, for this I'm not going to daven. He said back to him, like, Tsuru, go see Im Nimches Evan Atoyim. There's a special high stone that they used to leave all the Hashavas Aveda. If somebody lost something, somebody found it, they would put it down there, and that's where they would claim their Avedas. So as if to say, go see if even that stone got room for the rain yet. In other words, for too much rain, I don't fear to take it away. Sholach Loi Shimon Ben Shotel. Shimon Ben Shotel send a message to Chuni Amagel. That a mole chuni atov, not for your chuni, goizereini, olecha nidui. I would put you into nidui. In other words, like you're not talking nice to Hashem, like you're saying, I didn't ask for this, I didn't ask for that. I would have put you into nidui. Exile you. Avome eslocho, what can I do to you? Sha'ata mischat lefne amokim, you're not talking nice to Hashem, like you're doing in Aveira. V'yoslocho v'soincho, but Hashem is doing what you want. Kiben like a child, shemischatu alov, if he does something wrong to his father. V'yaisulay ritzayna, still the father listens to his son. V'yalecha kosevayman, the person like you, Chuni Amagel, the pasuk says, Yismach avicha v'yemecha, your father and mother shemiyati, v'sogli l'raticha. And they'll be happy for the people that have children like this. Yeah. Alright, we'll stop here. You're holding on daf yutes, really we finished the Mishnah. But we stopped at the end of the Maisa Chuni Amagel, where the Mishnah said the first time Mishnah. Here, yeah, really, it's part of the same Mishnaisin. That's what we're up to. In the middle of the Mishnah, really, end part of the Mishnah. Let's say they were fasting. They thought the rain didn't come down yet in Eretz Yisrael, so they had a chiv to fast a tiny seber. Let's say the day they were fasting, one of the tiny seber, one of the days they were fasting, they're supposed to fast, that day, punkt, the rain came down. Started to rain. So it depends when. If the rain came down before the neitzachama, before the day started, is lo yashlimu. You don't have to finish off the day as a tinus. It's not a fast day. You're fasting for rain, and the mice, the rain came down, you don't have to fast anymore. What about liyachar haneitzachama? Even though it came down today, but since the rain came down in the middle of the day, after the day already started, then yashlimu. You have to finish off the tinus. Today you started off fasting because rain didn't come down yet. You still have to finish fasting. Rabbi Elezer Roimer, it depends. No, koydim chatzois lo yashlimu. If the rain came down before chatzois of the day, even though you fasted a little bit, but since the rain came down before chatzois, you don't have to finish the tinus. That's enough. As soon as the rain starts to come down, you'll have to break your fast, and it's a simcha. Liach chatzos, let's say the rain first starts to come down, after chatzos ayoyim, then the din is yashlimu. Then the din is no, you're supposed to still finish off that day. And since you are fasting up until chatzos ayoyim, you have to continue fasting. Might it once happened, shegozru tainis balut. The chomim will gozru tainis and lut, if the rain didn't come down yet, they will gozru tainis sibo, the people should start fasting. And the Geshem, the rain came down before midday, before Chatzos Hayom. Is Omelahem Rabbi Tarfin. Rabbi Tarfin told them, Tzu'u v'ichlu v'shosu. Go out today, you don't have to continue fasting anymore, but rather go and eat and drink. V'yosu yomtif, and we'll make today a yomtif. The rain came down today, it's a yomtif. V'yosu, so everybody went out, v'yochlu, and they ate, v'shosu, and they drank. V'yosu yomtif, that was the ma'aseh, the taka made today for yomtif.
Ubo Ubeinu Abayim, and it came by evening time, the Korah Halal HaGodol. As it came evening time, Rai says, Yo, we'll see in the Gemara, they came together in Shul, and when it came together in Shul, they even said Halal then. He said, Ubo Ubeinu Abayim, the Korah Halal HaGodol. They said Halal HaGodol was a tremendous simcha today. Today was a day that the Geshem, the rain came down, because of that they said Halal HaGodol. So the Gemara. Say that Tainis Ha'elu is, so the Mishnah started off to say, Say that Tainis Ha'elu. This is the say that we had a fast, that Ha'omo B'Raviyah Rishayna, that was said about the Raviyah Rishayna, the first season, when the rain is supposed to come down, that if the rain did come down at that time, the Tzibah went to fast. Like Rashi said, the first Rashi in the Mishnah, that means Ha'omo Perek Rishon, the Seder of the Tainis that is said in the first Perek, She'bat Chilo Yechid Mesanin. And when it came, Rosh Chodesh Kislev, the Mechila is Yud Zayin B'Mar Cheshvan. On Yud Zayin B'Mar Cheshvan, that's when the Yechidim started to fast. Say the Tainius, V'yachakach Tzibur Hocha Mesanin. Then when it came, Rosh Chodesh Kislev, and still the rain did not come down, that's when Bezdin started to make a Tainius Tzibur, first 3 days, then another 3 days, then 7 days. Ad Yud Gimel, until 13 days altogether, in Lenenu. This is all called Raviyah Rishayna, Rashi says. Hemovazman Raviyah Rishayna Shal Yoyra. It came, passed away the time when the first season of rain is supposed to come down. V'layodu Geshomim is Misanim V'Holchim K'Seder Azir. That's the time when they fast that Seder. That they fast 3 days, then 3 days, then 7 days. So the Gemara says, Seder Taina Seder, Hu'omab Raviyah Rishayna. It was said about the first Raviyah, Mashma, the first season of the rain to come down. That if the rain did not come down by the first season, we have to start fasting right away. For the Gemara Ruminu, I have a kasher on this. It says in the Braisa, Reviya Rishoino Shnia Lishoil. That the first rain season, Reviya means a rain season, like we say, a lashon of the rain fertilizes the ground, like it's Reveya the Karka. So the first season of rain, and even the second season of rain, if it passed by and rain didn't come down, all we do is just lishol. We only ask, like we ask Hashem, the same talamot levracha. We daven in Shemon Esrei. We are sure we ask for motor. Shlishis, when it passes by the third rain season, the revia shlishis, the third rain season, then lehistanis. That's when you start fasting. And now Mishnah is mashma know that say the tanatelu hamor revia rishena mashma. Even the first season of rain passes by. If it didn't rain, you start fasting then. And here in the prices of Mashmano, that the first two seasons is only Lishoyal, like Rashi says. Shafa Pish La Yodu Gishomim, even though the rain did not come down yet, Loiburi Shoyin of Loibishniya, not at the first season, not at the second season, Lohoyim Misanin, the Tzibur didn't start fasting yet. El Shoyalin, they used to just David in Shimon Esra and say the same Talamot Lavrocha. The Kashim Asisa, the Kashim Al Mishnah, Tikhtoni, say the Tanya, say the Omer Brevi Rishoyna. So it's a story with the Brisa to the Mishnah. The Mishnah is mashma, even the first season, the rain season passes by, and it doesn't come down, you have to start fasting. And the other Brisa is mashma, no, you have to wait until the third rain season. So Gemara says, Amar Rav Yehuda, Hochi Koma. This is what our Mishnah means to say. Say the tiniest ha'omor, that we've learned, you're supposed to have a tiny sieve if the rain doesn't come down. Amosai, when is that? When are we supposed to start fasting? Bizman Sheyotza Reviya Rishoino Shneo Shlishis Enechanami. It's the first three periods of time of rain to come down. That did not come down, that's when we first start fasting. For La Yordu Geshomin, that's when we start fasting. Avu Yordu Geshomin Reviya Rishoino. But let's say the rain did come down in the first rain season. Vizoru, and because the rain came down, you went right away to seed the karka, you put seeds inside the karka, you plowed, you seeded it. For loit somchu, and that's what our Mishnah talks about now. And the seeds, after you seeded the ground, nothing grows up. Inamit somchu, or else let's say you seeded, you put seeds in and started to grow. Inamit somchu, aber v'chozru v'nishtanu, the growth changed, like instead of growing wheat, it grew something else. Well, instead of growing nice, it grew bad, it started to take a turn for the bad. Then our Mishnah says, Masriyan Aleim Miyad. Right away you have the chaymer of the last tinnuses that you have to fast and you have to blow the shofar, your Masriya right away. So Rashi says like this, Sochikoma, Ugagoin Reviya Rishayna Shneer Shlishis, Tekula Yoyra Korale, Reviya, Kach Shemati. is that our Mishnah says Reviya Rishayna. Reviya means the lashon when the grain is supposed to come down, like to fertilize the ground. There's a first time, there's a second rain, and a third rain. All the first Rishayna Shnei Shlishis is all Kula Yera. That's all the first rain season that's supposed to come down. Just in three different times. So in those three times, like when it comes Rosh Chodesh Kislev, that's the time when all three rain periods pass by it. From the first Yera, that no rain came down, when it came Rosh Chodesh Kislev, that's the time they start to make the Taina Siva. That's the first Mishnah. Now our Mishnah says, let's say rain did come down, but the Tzmachim didn't start to grow. Or even if they started to sprout, but they sprouted for the worse and started to turn bad, you're allowed to fast and Masriyan right away. We blow the shofar, we scream to Hashem right away. The Omer Rav Nachman, Davkin Nishtana, we're talking about now what started to grow, changed for the worst. So Drashi Davkin Nishtanu, Techi Nishtanu, when it changed, Vada Yehuda Masriyan Miyad. The Tzorach Lespaul Oleho, Shayachse B'yofiki Tikunan. You have to daven right away to Hashem that it should make it start to grow nice again. That it started to grow nicely, then it took a turn for the bad. So as soon as it takes a turn for the bad, it starts to grow not so nice. You have to right away daven to Hashem to make it grow nice again. Avu Yovshu. Let's say the sprouts dried up, loy. Then you don't daven, you don't fast. Drashi loy tzorich. Dimikan v'yelech lo yoyel. Because once it started to dry up already, your sprouts, it's not going to help to daven to Hashem. Like it's dead already. Drying up kosher means it's dead, so it doesn't help to misfollow it should start growing again if it's dried up. V'utfila shov, it's for nothing. Afilu yavshu kishen chitin, adayin dakin afilu ochilay masrim. Even though the wheat is still wheat, but since it started to dry up, that's a sign that it's no good, it's not going to help. It's only nishtanu if it changed a little bit, it didn't dry up yet. So it's done, took a change for the worse, that's possible to change back to be good. But if it dried up, then there's no need to fast. So Gemara says, Pshita, of course it's that way. Nishtanu tinan. Our Mishnah says, Avotzmochim sheshinu. If it changed, mashmud's growing, it just took a change for the worse, then it's in you to daven to Hashem to fast, to be masrin. So Gemara says, Lo etzricha atay, the chiddush is, the okun. In the case where it was okun. Rashi says, okun means, she'olu bekona. The kona is the zang in the stalks. The stalks started to grow already. Shenitkenu ma'at, it dried up, but even after it dried up, still the sprouts started to grow up, that the stalks grew. Is the time I would have thought, Akanasa Milsi, that since the stalks started to grow up, even though it's dried, it's mashmi now that the plant still has life to it, and it's in it to fast, to daven to Hashem, that maybe she still continue growing, kamashmala no. That since it's dried out, it's finished. You can't daven, it's worthless. Even though the stalks grew up, so what? But now that it's dried out, when it's dried out, the tainus doesn't help, the tefillah doesn't help, you can't daven to Hashem for this situation. That's another part of the Chiddush of our Mishnah. And it started to rain first. At the first season, rain came down. But then there was a period of 40 days that went by, and it didn't rain at all. Then it's a chomodik, a tainus. You have to start fasting right away. And masri and alayim. That this tainus has the chomer of the last seven tainus that we had before, that you have to blow the shofar and scream out to Hashem right away. And the Mishnah says, why? Mivnei shimakas betzuris. It's like a drought. Such a thing that it rained once. But now it stopped raining. That's like a drought. And therefore you have to daven to Hashem right away to stop it. So Mara says, my makas betzuris. What does it mean it's a drought? Omer Rav Yehuda Omer Rav. Mako ha-mevila de betzurus. I mean, it's a maka. If the rain stopped now for 40 days, that's going to bring the day a drought. Then things are not going to continue growing, and everything's going to dry out. Therefore, you have to start fasting and davening to Hashem right away. Omer Rav Nachman. Nohora nohora betzurta. So Rashi says like this. Means, b'shein tfuah b'ir. There's no tfuah, there's no wheat in the city. But other cities do have wheat, do have tefuah. And you could travel it through on the ship, down the river. So that's called Nahorah b'Nahorah. if you have to use the ocean, the river, to travel, to bring the tefuah from one city to another city, that's not called betzurta. It's a little of a drought, true. But it's not that bad, though. Trashi betzuris, hizu, v'loiru,